A new report casts light on what went wrong the day Avante Okendo disappeared from his school in Long Island City last October. The autistic teen's remains were discovered in the East River in January, 3 months after he went missing. WNYC's Beth Furtick has been covering the case and fills us in now on the new report by the Special Commissioner of Investigation for the City Schools. Beth, we've known for some time now that a security agent at the school saw Avante Okendo in the lobby of the Riverview School shortly before he ran outside. Does this report tell us whether she could have prevented him from running out, as Avante's family has contended?
There have been a lot of conflicting statements about this security agent, Amy. You might remember the former police commissioner, Ray Kelly, angered the family several months ago when he said the agent did nothing wrong. But Avante's grandmother said the agent told her that she saw the boy go out a door. This new investigation pretty much clears the security agent. They used videotapes and interviews and found she did see Avante go through the school's lobby, past the elevators, and then back toward a stairwell. But it says she was then approached by a father who was coming to pick up his sick child, and the little girl hugged the agent, according to the investigators in the video, and that distracted her, so she never saw Avante leave the building. She was facing the wrong way. The family remains skeptical, though.
Did the agent do anything to stop him when she saw him in the lobby?
She told the investigators that two times she called out, "Excuse me," but he didn't respond. She said she couldn't chase him because she was the only agent at the main desk. The other agent was on break, so she couldn't leave. Now, Avante wasn't able to speak. He was nonverbal. And it seems from this investigation that the agent didn't know who he was. His school was for children with special needs, but it shares the same building with two other schools, a high school and a middle school. And not every agent knows every kid, especially in October when it's only a month into the school year.
So she wouldn't have necessarily known that Avante was a special needs child.
Right.
The report says other people in the building knew Avante might run away. Was that previously known?
No. Avante had autism, and a lot of children on the spectrum do have a tendency to run. According to the investigators, his classroom teacher, this is what's new today, the classroom teacher sent a survey to the families of her students last fall asking for more information. And the new investigation says Avante's mother, Vanessa Fontaine, wrote, "Please make sure you keep an eye out. He likes to run." Fontaine gave a press conference this afternoon where she said she expected people to take that seriously.
"I did write down my concerns that my son was a runner and to please watch him, you know? And I sent that back to the teacher. So therefore, she knew, you know, he was a child that would run."
But according to the investigators, this was not a binding document. The teacher sent the survey without the school's permission, and then it seems like she kept the information to herself. She did not tell the principal, but she did share the information with one of the two paraprofessionals in Avante's classroom.
So can the school really argue that they didn't know he had this tendency?
This was a new school for Avante. He was 14. He had just started ninth grade. But the family claims his special education plan, which is the formal document that goes with a child, said he did have a tendency to run in hallways. The investigators, though, interviewed people at his old school who said this was never an issue. And the family would have been able to change his special education plan when it came up for review in November to request more supervision, but they never got that chance, obviously.
So how did Avante get away in the first place? Did we learn anything new there?
Well, we knew all along that there was some confusion on the way from lunch back to class, and that's what the investigators found. That's how he disappeared in a group of 12 children with three adults watching, and there was a little bit of chaos when one kid broke away. Then there were problems accessing the video surveillance system. Somebody didn't have the right password. So because the safety agent didn't see him leave the building, everybody was looking inside the building for a while instead of outside.
Will anyone be disciplined over this episode? A child died.
Usually when the special commissioner investigates something like a teacher who has inappropriate activity with a child, he then recommends disciplinary action. But that didn't happen here, and it's not clear why. He's leaving it up to the school's chancellor and the Queens district attorney. Maybe it's because the case is so high profile, the family is planning to sue the city. The chancellor says she will look into the report. She said the city will work to prevent another tragedy like this from ever occurring again. And some steps were taken last fall about getting the police department to provide additional training for safety agents.
WNYC's senior education reporter Beth Furtick, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For more on this, go to schoolbook.org.